702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's catch up with news from elsewhere in the world. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Let's start with a story from Yemen. A missing migrant boat off the coast of Yemen. Dozens of people feared dead.
Yes, it could. The death toll could be quite high on this. We know that this is a migrant boat, probably unseaworthy, probably overcrowded. Certainly that's been the case of this. And this is heading on the waterway Ras Al Ra. Essentially, this is the narrowest waterway between Africa and Yemen. And it looks like Ethiopians and Somalis were on board. And the International Organization for Migration is talking about this vessel going down with, they think, as many as 150 people on board. There might be some survivors, but also surviving to go to Yemen, where a lot of times people are taken hostage, migrants are held to ransom, in some cases forced to fight on one side or the other of the civil war. It's a terrifying ordeal. And my goodness, these are people who thought they were going to salvation. And look what can happen, 150 lost souls potentially.
NATO warning on China.
Another load warning about China. How many more people need to warn about China? They were doing it at the G7, and China has rather hit back, saying, hang on a moment, we're a peaceful nation. The trouble is, they are an expansive nation. And although the United States has been an expansive nation, they haven't always exactly had everyone on side. With China, people are very worried about the influence that is being extended, and in some cases, the military influence. So NATO, which after all is a military alliance, 30 countries have said that they're worried about the systemic challenge, is the quote from China, that it is expanding its nuclear arsenal, is opaque about its military modernization, and as the NATO boss Jens Stoltenberg put it, China is coming closer to NATO in military and technological terms. Now, China's insisting that everything they're doing is purely in terms of defense, but doesn't quite feel like that with the expansive nature into the South China Sea and beyond, where aircraft carriers are popping up left, right and center. Should we be that worried? Or is this rhetoric? Is this also a bunch of NATO leaders saying, let's spend more on defense, which can also happen?
Yeah, I think it's NATO not getting used to the idea that perhaps the US will not remain the only superpower for much longer. The US probably has the biggest, I don't know if I can call it a footprint around the world in terms of its military presence, and so China perhaps flexing its own muscles there. All right, a lockdown delay. Freedom Day in England won't be happening next week.
No, it was going to be weird. Next Monday, I would have been talking to you about how suddenly I'm in a country with no restrictions. In theory, everything open, no mandatory face mask wearing, although I think some people probably still would. No social distancing, although again, I think some people probably would. But that's not going to happen now. It's all been delayed by a month. Boris Johnson had the mantra, data, not dates. And the data tells us that this Delta variant of coronavirus, the Indian variant, as it was originally called, is doubling every week. It is not necessarily killing that many people, but still there are young people being hospitalized. And I say young people because it's sort of shifted the focus. We're no longer talking about over 70s. We're really under 50s at this stage who are being hospitalized, and the infection rate is going up and up and up. And so lo and behold, we've had to put everything on hold. And on the one hand, it's fine for those businesses who can survive as they are, but for the restaurants who've been running at a loss, the nightclubs that remain closed, the casinos that have zero business, the sports venues who have got only a smattering of a crowd, and in particular theatres and music events. Our theatre and music is fantastic, but it's been nowhere for a year and a half now, and a month's delay is going to cost them, probably see some closures and probably see a lot of jobs lost. It's devastating for some.
And it just keeps on going like that, the story of this pandemic.
Absolutely.
Adam, we're in our third wave, so we're considering more restrictions in our part of the world. And until all of us get vaccinated, I'm afraid it's going to keep on going like this. Appreciate your time as ever. Adam Gilchrist with The World View.